This is WLVR. The last gay bar in the Lehigh Valley is closing its doors after 52 years. WLVR's Ben Stemrick went to Stonewall's final party and tells us why it's more than just a bar.
On an evening a week before the last bash, the Stonewall was quiet. Three men were sitting at the bar. One of them, who didn't want to give his name, says he's been going to the Stonewall since he was 21.
I can't be myself at like a straight bar. I just don't feel comfortable enough to be that person at any place other than in a gay bar.
Then in walked Carl Mancino in a red tank top covered in gold jewelry. He was there to pick up a couple of mannequins he'd left for past parties. Mancino says he's been going to the Stonewall since it opened in 1972, and he remembers the place was sometimes packed with 800 people a night.
The shows were different. Some of Wednesday nights were drag show, and it changed differently. Everything, the bar changed, the times changed.
The Stonewall is the last gay bar and third in the region to close in the last 5 years. But this trend is bigger than the Lehigh Valley, says Gregor Mattson, sociologist at Oberlin College.
36% of all gay bars closed between 2007 and 2019, but the rates were higher. Bars that were serving LGBTQ plus people of color, lesbian bars, more than 50% of those closed.
Mattson links the decline to two things. One, online communities like dating apps and chat rooms specifically for LGBTQ people.
The second trend is the rise of LGBTQ plus social equality has meant that some LGBTQ plus folks feel comfortable socializing in ostensibly straight spaces.
It hasn't always been like that. Stephen Libby, editor-in-chief of the Gay Journal, lives in the Lehigh Valley and first visited the Stonewall in 1990.
It was just so much fun. You know, you think when you're like shoulder to shoulder, sweaty, smoke-filled bar, you know, you're like, oh my God, this is a nightmare. But I mean, it was really heaven.
The Stonewall opened in 1972 on 10th Street and has been an Allentown staple ever since. Libby says that should be recognized.
It almost seems like it should be a historical site. Something that means that much to so many people, you know, should be protected somehow.
Adrian Shanker, director of the Bradbury Sullivan LGBT Community Center, agrees.
The original community centers were gay bars.
And Shanker says places like the Stonewall continue to play a critical role.
That's really unique in a society that really wasn't made for us. And, you know, I think that so many LGBTQ people have stories to tell about their first time at a gay bar, their first feeling of, you know, being able to just truly be themselves in that kind of space.
The Stonewall Memories Project is an attempt to preserve that history. The center is asking community members to submit their photographs and old memories, but first, a final night to create new ones. Pamela Dewberry came out for the last bash. She's been coming to the Stonewall since she was 18.
This has a special place in my heart. This is like the first place that I could really come and be myself. This is like a safe place, really.
And Thursday's final party was lively with performances and dancing, but it also felt a little bit like a wake. All one more time before the Lehigh Valley's LGBTQ scene would be changed forever. Vincent Salenko is another longtime patron.
This was really a home. This was our safe space where if we were going to have a problem, it wasn't because of our sexuality or gender orientation.
While pop-up events and gay nights at local bars may help bridge the gap for now, it's unclear if patrons like Salenko will have a new place to call home anytime soon. Ben Stemrick, WLVR News.
Tonight is the last chance for people who want to stop by the Stonewall Lehigh Valley on 10th Street for last call.